All right, good morning, everyone. You guys can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Of course, this isn't really for you, it's for these guys, so. I need some help today telling my story. I need two groups. I need a group of wind, and I need a group of trees. So who wants to be my trees? Okay, all the trees over here. All the wind over there. Come on, there we go, let's separate all again. You guys gonna be wind? Okay. You guys gonna all be trees? I need more wind. Okay, more wind over there. How about you guys go over there and be wind? All right, that's good. Yeah, that's good. All right, now, what does a swaying tree look like? Give me your best swaying tree. You guys gotta stand up and do this, though. Okay, you guys stand up. Be a swaying tree. What's a swaying tree look like?
Stand up.
Is that all you got? Is it? How about if it's really swaying? Where's the arms? Where are the limbs? That's it? Anybody else want to be a tree? Show me what a swaying tree looks like. Okay, that's not too bad. Come on. I'll give you a tree. Okay, now show me. Really, swaying tree. Come on, you guys got to help me out here, man. Okay. When I tell you sweet trees are swaying, you guys start swaying. Okay, now what's wind sound like? That's it? That's it? That's blowing out your mouth. What's wind sound like? Does it sound like like that? You guys gotta be some serious wind, all right? What's a tornado sound like? You don't know, we live in California, I know. But give your best shot. What's a tornado sound like? What do they say a tornado sounds like when it almost hits?
It sounds like a roaring train.
Like a roaring train. Do you guys sound like a roaring train?
No.
Give me your best shot. Give me practice run here. Roaring train. What's it sound like? Go ahead. This is going to be tough. All right. I'll give you the best shot here. Okay. You guys sit down for now. But when I tell you it's time for the trees to start swaying, you guys got to pop up. Okay?
Okay.
All right. This story would have been more appropriate last week because it was Pathfinder Sabbath. But this is the Pathfinder story. And it does involve me. Now, I've always tried to tell a story where I try and make it so it doesn't sound like me, but it's me. Okay, so I'm just going to get that out of the way now. Because I always mess it up anyways. So this is a story about when I was in Pathfinders. My dad was a Pathfinder director. And what's one of the most best things about Pathfinders?
The uniforms.
No, not the uniforms, trust me. What's the best thing about Pathfinders, about adventures? Going what? Camping, right? Where you get to eat food out of the can in spite of they tell you to cook it, and you say, nah, I'm just going to eat out of the can, right? You guys never done this before, have you?
No.
Okay, you open up a can and then cook, never mind. All right, so anyways, we went camping. And we went, and we had this whole nice setup on top of this little bluff overlooking this lake. And we started setting camp up. Well, Dwayne and I, there was two of us in a tent, and Dwayne and I started, he's my best bud, and we started looking for a place to put our tent. And so we're looking around, we're trying to find this place, and we go over here and say, whoa, check this spot out. Right next to this really big tree, all this nice green, soft vegetation, perfect place to set up a tent. And then my dad comes over, he ruins everything. He goes, well, look at this green stuff over here. What is that? Well, I don't know. Looks nice and soft to me. That green stuff is poison ivy. Anybody here allergic to poison ivy? Or poison oak? I was. The wind blew the right direction, I got it. So, we decided probably not such a good idea to start a tent there. So, we went someplace else and we set our tent. Well, everybody got their tent set up, and my buddy Dwayne and myself, we had a lot of fun cooking our own food because we didn't cook it. We just ate it out of a can, like I said. Cold beans, cold linkats, or hot dogs. Ate them all out of the can. Everything was going along just fine. We had vespers that evening, and then we got to the evening, where we all were supposed to go to bed. Well, do Pathfinders go to bed when it's all done and over with? No. So after we all did some calisthenics and lots of push-ups and lots of sit-ups, we finally went to bed. Well, that evening, actually, it was early morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning, The wind started to blow. Come on, blow, blow. Okay, that's not too bad. And the tree started to sway. Keep swaying, and the wind started blowing more. And the tree starts swaying harder. Yeah, good, and blow more. Is that all you got? This is about time it should start sounding like a train. Something like that, and the tree started, all of a sudden there was a couple of trees that fell over. That's good, I like that. Nice. And these trees were falling on top of the tents.
Like that.
My dad got out of his tent. Okay, you trees can get up now. That's good. Excellent job, by the way. Nice job for the tents, or for the trees. My dad came running out of his tent. That's exactly what was happening. The wind was blowing so hard that trees were falling over. And these trees were falling everywhere. And yes, two of them fell on tents. And when it was all done and over with, my dad started running around to see if everybody was all right. And people were everywhere. And there was one tree that fell right out of his tent. Just like that. And the tent was all smashed. And the trees were just sitting there. My dad went over to them. And it was Steve and Jerry who was in there. And Steve was our trumpeter. He's the one that played reveille and taps. And so my dad started hollering, Steve, Jerry, you guys all right? Are you all right? And nothing came out of that tent. Steve, Jerry, you guys all right? And finally he started hearing this, hey, who pulled down our tent? They didn't know there was a tree sitting on top of them. Because the reason why they didn't know is because Steve and Jerry were sleeping like this. Steve's trumpet was sitting right here on edge, and the tree landed right on Steve's trumpet. And it kept the tree from coming down. It went right in between them. And the tree never came down because it landed on Steve's trumpet. They just thought something pulled down their tent. Remember this spot over here? I told you about what was over here? Over here? Come on. Poison ivy. Right? I held a big patch of poison ivy. Guess what was sitting there? That tree. That tree that we were going to park up against fell over and landed right there. If Dwayne and I would have pitched our tent there, chances are I wouldn't be here telling you the story today. I'd have been underneath that tree. So you guys ever heard the text where God sends his angels to stay around people to protect them? Do you guys think you got a guardian angel? I do. I know I do, because he's guarded me more than once where I got in big trouble, and he protected me. So keep that in mind. Next time you think something bad happening, keep in mind your guardian angel is sitting right next to you. Okay? You guys, head back.